Troy Galloway is a construction manager and consultant, commercial and residential builder, and a certified inspector for all commercial and residential buildings. And now, here is About the House with Troy Galloway.
Hello, folks. This is Troy Galloway, your humble host of the show we call About the House. I am the owner of Galloway Building Services, and we are actually, what we do is a construction inspection company. We help people with construction litigation issues. So if you get sued or you're going to have to, or you maybe you're going to sue somebody and you want to make sure it's done, you know, that you've got a leg to stand on or you got some professional advice on what to go. That's what we do. We also do a lot of home and building inspections, a lot of commercial building inspections. But what I wanted to share with you today, which I've been promising to everybody, is the Stupid Contractor Awards. Now, you see, we got a lot of them out here on YouTube already. A lot of people love them, and I've been promising this show for a long time. And so this is kind of something that we found, you know, some odds and ends and different things and that we found on construction sites and home inspections and commercial building inspections. There might be a couple of them from the old days of some litigation work that's all past now. So no personal stuff there. But anyway, hey, let's jump right in here and enjoy this. And I know I've had a lot of fun putting them together, and I just have a ball explaining them. And if you want to watch our videos on Stupid Contractors Awards, hey, look us up on YouTube under Galloway Building Services GBS, and I got a whole playlist, a whole bunches of them. But these are going to be just that something you're not going to get on YouTube, just something special. All right, let's jump right in here. So we are on the Stupid Contractor Award, Part 1. Crazy contractors doing what they do best, being stupid. It's amazing. I don't even know what to say sometime about some of this stuff, so let's just get right into some of this. So we're going to go what we call the first section is the rag section, because we're going to see what you can do with a rag for building. Oh, here you go. Oh, this is my first one. So I walked up on this job, and just down in the basement, and I'm seeing, and I'm walking around, and I see this towel right here stuck in the wall here. And I'm thinking, what in the world is this towel doing? That doesn't make any sense. It's inside the wall, right? It's not outside or anything. So what are they doing? So I go a little bit further, and bang, this is what I found. It's a hydrant. It's a water faucet. Inside of the basement, behind the wall, not knowing what the world this is, why it is, but you know why they put the rag on? Because it was leaking right here. It was leaking. They put the rag on it thinking that's going to fix it till it be dry. But you think, okay, that's just one time. Troy, you just see one time. There's people don't really do that, do they? Yeah, they do. It just gets better. And look at this. They stuck another rag into a vent cover coming outside. That's not for water leaks, so why do they do that? Well, I really don't know why, unless they think they're trying to stop some animals or something from getting into it. But, you know, there you go. Or maybe they just need a washcloth when they're out there doing yard work, and they just need to reach down there and get something. But there it is, right there. So let's move on to the next one here, because people just love their rags. All right. Ah, an old radiator. Remember them old radiators that used to be stuck in the house? Now, the folks out there on the East Coast or West Coast, I'm sorry, you might not understand how some of them old heating radiators work. They're for heating or water goes through them. But us in the Midwest and on the South and on the East Coast, we all know what this is. But look at this. They'd had a leak and they just stuck that rag around it. And that's how they stopped the leak until they turned the water off for springtime. So, and you can see it didn't work. You can see the water stains, but yeah, I get a cheap fix. You think, okay, that's good. Was anything else? Look at this. They literally stuck this rag right on here. They got rags on here. It looks like a toilet paper holder down here, don't it? I don't know what that was supposed to represent. But they got this towel, and they got the towel wrapped around in here, and just leaking like a sieve. You can see the rot all over the place. But nope, we got to have that because that's how we fix the leaks. Hey, cheaper than a plumber? I don't know, but that's what I found. This is some of what we find when we're out here. Look at, we got another one here. And here we go. Another vent. And this is going to the outside. Now, this here is a vent that actually I kind of understand, but I don't understand why they put a washcloth inside of it instead of like insulation or something to block it off. But they stuck a rag in it, and there it is. Either that, or after they got done doing the laundry, maybe they just had something extra. Stick it in the vent. The wife will never know. She'll never figure it out. But there it is. Oh, and look at that. I love the aluminum foil. So when I first saw that, I didn't even see the rag. I saw that aluminum foil. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, I don't quite understand all the aluminum foil. What's going on? Then I'm thinking, meth head. We got us a meth head. And nobody's that guy to, can be that stupid to put a cloth in there but a meth head. So I don't know what we'd call that, but stupid. Stupid. Oh, it was great. So, but you think, well, they're the only ones that do that. Oh, we got us another nut meth head. Look at this. Aluminum foil. Aluminum foil stuck in through here. Not a rag. Should be a rag. I guess not foil, huh? At least that would be something. But look here. This is another. But look at this cord. They literally are using the same chase, the same line for my water line coming through here for a for my electric. So this is my electric line running in and out of here. Honestly, you can't make this up. And I don't even know who was the genius that thought of that. But, you know, I guess, hey, you know, use the openings that what you got. There it is. So aluminum foil, extension cord coming up out of it. And you can see right here, you can see that crack right here. You can see that's been leaking for a long time. Probably still leaking. We had to paint the wall to try to hide it. Got a little bit of black mold going up in here. But, you know, it just goes to show aluminum foil does not necessarily work. All right, so let's go on here to, oh, here we go. We got another one. Oh, hey, hon, where'd you put my underwear? Oh, I stuck them in the floor joist up there for you, dear. Well, look at that. Oh, they're gross. I didn't even want to touch them things. They look nasty. And then you got the washcloth next to it. You know, so I got my boxer shorts. I got my washcloth. I guarantee you, if a mouse ate that, he'd probably die for sure. Ugh, gosh. But there it is. You know, you can't make it up. There it is right there. Underwear. I think I might have showed some versions of this with other underwear before and other stupid contractor awards. But, yeah, there it is. But let me show you one more here. It kind of got out of context a little bit. This is kind of just a silly one. Had nothing to do with rags. But it was just something stupid that I had to throw in here. And a soda can. Now, honestly, at first it looks pretty stupid, and it is. And thank goodness it wasn't a Bud Light can, right? We'd have been in big trouble if we saw that. But it's a Pepsi can. And what they do, they put that right there so as that this brace this my water line up, so if it starts banging, it gives us something to rest upon. But look at that, an old soda can. I don't know. You know, there it is. What do you say? We make a note of it, but can you actually say it's wrong or just stupid? You have to read the report to find out. Anyway, there you go. That some of this nutty stuff we see with rags and stuff like that. You know, people. I will have to say this: Yankee ingenuity. You got hats off to that. At least somebody was thinking. And in this world today, somebody thinking is better than what we see a lot of times. Most people don't even give it that much thought. But I did love the boxers, didn't you? Oh, my. All right. So that's kind of where some of the rags and stuff that we found. But let's move over here and let's get started on the second half, this section here. So with the second section here, we're going to be doing on doors. Now, I have a lot of different crazy stuff on doors. You would think that one of the most easiest things that we get taught how to do is how to install doors. I understand that there's techniques to new door installation, but this isn't necessarily new door installation. This is more remodeling installation of doors that we're getting ready to go into. And you're going to see some things out there. I got a lot more than what I brought up here, but I just brought some of the ones I see most common. I know. If you see stupid, most common, what does that say? But here we go. Oh, I love this one. So look here. Look at it there. I got a framing hammer. I could tell by my pecker tracks right here. But look at that. I guess what we decided to do is just beat the crap out of this door to make sure that it fits or something. I don't know. But my stars, if you're that poor of a carpenter and you're swinging a hammer and you keep missing like that, why do I got at least three marks? I mean, really? Next time, I hope it's your thumb. Leave my doors alone. Look at that. And then they cocked the crap out of it up here as they put this new strike plate in here. But at least, I don't know why we didn't put some putty over that. I guess they think that that's part of the ambiance, you know, the pecker tracks on my door. There you are, pecker tracks. And it was a beautiful door. I don't know. It's what you get. All right, let's go on here to the next door here. Now, I did a disability inspection on this one here. And as you can see, my missing my deadbolt. I guess that's where we put the mail. I don't know. You know, the old houses used to have the door mail slots in it, but not here. We just, maybe it's the peepo. I don't even know, but how could you honestly think that you're done? Huh? I mean, look, there's the hoe. You can't see that? Yeah, there's a lot more people don't see, and you're going to see it in a minute here. But yep, there it is, guys. I just don't need that stinking deadbolt. We just put us, that would call it a mail slot or a peepo. So I wonder how much cold air and rain gets through there, huh? Yeah. All right, here we go. The next one. See right here, we put the deadbolt in. This guy here, he's smart, man. He's working on it. He's got it done. He's got his deadbolt put in. But what did he forget to do? He literally forgot to put the plunger into it so as that it literally locks. So now when he puts his deadbolt in there, it don't do anything. It just literally just does nothing. I guess it's very smooth working, huh? Why do I have to find this on a building inspection? I mean, the carpenter didn't know any better? Probably not. Yeah, but yeah, no plunger right there. Look at that. Yeah, anyway, let's move on to the next one. All right. So what we're going on the next one. I love this one here. Let's do this one here. And, here we go. You know, I'm having a little bit of trouble. The carpenter had a little bit of trouble making this locking mechanism. Apparently, he had the plunger on this one installed, but he couldn't get it to fit. So what did he do? He just loosened it up and he scooted it over. He just scooted it over to make it fit. Really? Yeah, really. That's it. And so no air, nothing, no rain, nothing gets in through that door. It's all solid. I was flabbergasted, but you'd think, okay, that's only a once in a while you'd see that. Well, I would have hoped so. Bang, ting, bang. There you go, another deadbolt. And look at that. We just had to readjust it to fit. We didn't have to readjust our strike plate or anything. We just readjust our deadbolt and drop it down here and then have this opening here again. And there it is. Isn't that pretty? And they call it done. They call it done. Somebody's done. That bank of bacon brain done. I think maybe that meth head that was doing that other stuff over there that we was looking at with that aluminum foil for insulation. Maybe he put them doors in. I don't know. All I know is I'd like to have that guy's name because I don't think I want him on my home. So let's just keep on going because we got even more genius happening and I just love it here. Here's some more genius. All right. Now, just real quick, what do you see wrong with this picture? Just look real quick. Look at the doorknobs. Look at the handle set. Now you say, they're two different colors. I'm all right with that. It's a garage. But think about this. Look real good. See that? My deadbolt right here. Well, first, let's look right here. That's all fine. That looks good. My deadbolt. But see, I got my little knob right here for my lock, like you're supposed to have. But look right here. There's my deadbolt. Now, you think that, okay, it's just a keyed deadbolt on in and out, which is actually not code, so you're not supposed to have it keyed in and out. But literally, they have that turned around so I can lock the door from the inside with the key and then use on the outside, use the knob to open it up. Really? Are you serious? You think that, what's somebody going to do, lock you in your own home? Maybe some people do deserve. Maybe that carpenter need to be locked in his house so he wouldn't come out here to do any more damage. But yeah, I wrote it up and the real estate agent, I think the real estate agent must have had tears in his eyes from crying so hard from laughing. It was just that stupid. But But here's the next one. I think you'll like this one here, too. So, hey, hon, I'm all done. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with these extra parts. No kidding. Extra parts. I found extra parts by the door. And the door was, you know, he just left it half done. And there's the parts. I guess he figures that's good enough. You know, so there it is. Extra parts. Extra parts. You don't have extra parts with your doors, folks. If you got extra parts, I think you need to go back and look at the instructions and do it again. So there you are. Stupid contractor award winners all day long. So we'll move on in here and see what else that we have. Ah, let's move over here to the plumbing part three section here. And these are just some of, you know, we got like thousands of these pictures, but these are just some of the odds and ends that we find in some of the things you might want to look at too when you're buying a house or you're maybe in your existing home. Maybe you might not even know this is happening in your home that could have bought your house and your building inspector missed it. But okay, so let's look at this one. This is my stack pipe, okay? And so we got an extension cord or a cord. Somebody literally had run a wire down my chase, drilled a hole in it, and then you can see where they took this piece of metal and glued it to the side of the cast iron and then rubbed the wire out of it and then put duct tape or put black tape around the edge of it so my bare wire. Did I test to see if it was hot? No. I just wrote it up for being stupid. But wow, that's a sewer stack, folks. That's not electrical stack. The two don't go together. Water, electric, stupid. Don't take long to figure out which is which there. All right, so let's move on to the next one. I just couldn't believe it. When I was going through my pictures there, I was shocked to see that myself. I didn't even remember that one. That was from several years ago. So let's go to the next one. And we are here, we're doing a drain pipe underneath a sink. Do you see something missing besides any common sense? Where's my trap? There's no trap here. We got several things happening here that's wrong, but the worst is that I don't have any sewer trap. Sewer traps are to stop the gas, sewer gases from coming back up. I wondered why it smelled like crap when I was over there. Well, it smelled like crap because it literally was actually exhaling the poisonous gases back into the house, and nobody understood why. You know, no trap. Then if you look real good right here, actually what's happened, and you can't really see a good picture of this, he just kind of got this floating up above. And so when the water runs down, it just kind of hopefully catches and runs down in here and gets inside the drain. That's how come this is all wet and stained, because it don't always run as supposed to. No trap. You know, I don't know, guys. All right, here you go. I did this one here, and this was actually on a construction job where they had just finished up the bathroom. And the customer couldn't understand how come when he put, this is a shower mixer valve. And actually, it's a Moen, you could tell by the artwork here and the brand, which is pretty much irrelevant because Moen's a great product. But a great product's only as great as the guy that's installing it. Look at this. I could literally move it. I moved it this far. Well, I hope you don't grab something like that when you're slipping in the shower, because, wow, you're going down. But do you think that might cause a leak someday? Or maybe the leak already happened and somebody just, we can't see behind the wall. Literally moving that out of the way. I don't know. Isn't there anybody training these people how to do anything? Hey, watch my YouTube videos. Maybe you can learn how to actually do this right. Woo, buddy. Yeah. But let's move on to some more of this ignorant stuff. All right, here you go. Here. I love this one. Okay. Now, many of you folks out there already see the many of the things that we got going on here that's wrong. But here's my garbage disposal, and here's my discharge. And now I got it running straight out this corrugated pipe. That means all my ground up garbage and grease and everything. For one, corrugated drain lines are not code compliant, but because they're very thin, they don't really have any kind of structural substance to them. They're kind of like supposed to be a Band-Aid. They're not even supposed to be permanent. But so we're dumping all our garbage out of here. Really, that's exactly what's coming out of the garbage disposal. That's what they call the garbage disposal. And it just gets in here, and it's getting all trapped, caught up inside of all of my, you know, it drops inside of here. And then it fills up, and then the grease just gets more and more and more. And the next thing you know, it's all clogged up, backing back up into your garbage disposal, and then back up into your sink. And all you had to do is have this. So we kind of halfway got it right. We just, I guess, I don't even know. You know what? I'm not going to try to figure out why they did something this stupid. I'm just going to say, you're a winner. You're a winner. So here we go with this one here. Oh, here we go. Now, this one here, what we did is we just used some electric or some cord right here. Actually, that's clothesline line, it looks like. And they use that to tie up to a brace. That is what we call a bona fide redneck brace that's holding my PVC pipe up here. And but what's really good is I also got it tied up here to my electrical pole here, to my copper here. So as that, it just runs up and through here and kind of braced on there. That helps brace everything up. No, I don't think so, folks. That's not how that works. So we could talk about the grease trap and everything over here at another time with another show. Good looking job. Don't have them anymore. And I hope that we don't have this anymore either. But you can see where we got some leakage happening right here, too, so with oxidation on our valve. But, yep, that's what we got. So let's move on down here to the next one here. So that's kind of really what all I got for the plumbing ones. I got a whole bunch, like I said, more. And maybe we'll do some more shows at another day. And we've had a few of these shows, but this one's this one. This we're working just on this one today. And let's move into electrical. Now, with electrical, plumbing, we have water leaks. It isn't the end of the world. Rags, well, we might lose our underwear, but I guess if you don't have any clean underwear for the day, you know, at least you know where you can find you a stash somewhere. Some of this other things we can live without. But electrical, stupid contractor awards, there is no room for stupid because people can die, your houses can burn down. There's all kinds of things to be going on. There isn't any room for stupidity. And yet, here we go. Oh, here. Oh, hon, we're just going to let this hang. We call this a floating light, and we just let that hang on by the wires. It's not supported by anything, and every time I pull my chain, I'm jerking my wires just a little bit more and getting everything a little bit more loose. And all we had to do, actually, if you look at the box, you know, there's really, you see, we got screw holes right here and right here. This is supposed to be screwed to that. We all see it. We all know what it's supposed to look like. But what we don't know is how come it turned out like this. What happened? I mean, was it Friday? We got a lot of Friday afternoon stuff happening here. Or maybe it was Monday morning. I don't know. Whatever it was, it should be this guy's last day on the job. You don't call that done. Well, they did. All right, here you go. Here you go. I love this next one here, too. All right, so look at here. Oh, here's my junction box. So I got wires going in. Wires going out, and wire going out. But they just snipped it off right here. Yes, they just cut it off and just left it stuck out of the box. And you know what the crazy thing was is I did test it because I didn't want anybody to get hurt. I had to make sure that before I walked away, if it was safe, it was hot. It was still wired. That means anybody that touched it was going to get electrocuted or going to get the shock of their lives. I just wonder, was it hot when they cut it or did they do it after? I don't know, but come on, really? Even if you're not an electrician, you know better. You do, you know better. But maybe we need this electrician. This is maybe the electrician. Oh, look at that. So you know what this is you're looking at? This is your power line coming into your house. And instead of actually attaching it to the wall like right here, like you're supposed to, they just laid it on top of the roof. No kidding. Laid it on top of the roof. And it's just laying up there. It's just the wind blowing it around. And there's my lines going back into the house from here. You know, what do you say? You know, there, you got a winner. You got a winner. Actually, this, I reversed that. This, but anyway, here we come in right here, and this is actually coming back into the house. And this is my ground actually coming back from the pole. And so this is my lines coming into the house and back. I told you backwards as I was looking at this. But you see, we have screws here. I guess they're just too rusted out. I don't know. I don't know, but I tell you this much, it don't belong on top of the effing house. This, but that's what we got for a winner. I think what happened is this same electrician was on this job. Oh, now look here, look here. So this is my power line. This is my power line's coming in, right? And this is my, this is the tie standoff or tie off here. And this is what we tie off our power line coming from the pole. And it's a brick building. It's solid. But look at this. My porcelain standoff right here, my insulator, is literally pulling out of the wall. And we don't have this attached. We should have a brace right here to help attach this so as that this holds itself up. So nothing's going to hold this up. A little snow, a little wind, a little bit of shaking, maybe a squirrel running on top of it, literally liable to pull this out of the wall. True winner. True, I don't know, guys, folks, go out there and look at your house. If you had an electrician do this, call me. We're going to take him to court because he's just too stupid to be on his own out here. Oh, yeah, I was shocked when I saw that. Duh. Now it's my breaker box right here. And here's my lines coming in here. I did good here. I did good here. But right here, I guess I just forgot to put the nut on here to help hold this here. It's all clamped up real good. It's just sitting there just dangling. That's all, just dangling out there. This is my power lines inside my breaker box. My electrical lines is coming in and out of my coming out of my box. How this passed any type of inspection, I do not know. But this is what you get. I hope that they didn't pay everybody the full amount. But here you go. Oh, I like this one. Oh, here you go. Hey, Mom, I'm short of wire here. I need a bit of an extension cord to light this up. Well, look at this. They just literally took my wire here, put a couple wire nuts on it. We didn't run out of black tape. That's how come we only got the one. And put an extension cord on it. And we energized it by plugging it into the wall. There it is. Winner, stupid award. So, of course, naturally, we got a waterproof cover over top of it. Not, I mean, it just everything here is just dangerous and dangerous and dangerous. I don't know. Keep your children away from this contractor. Ah, okay, but don't send him out in the yard to play because he's liable to find this. Here it is, out here in the middle of the yard. I don't know what it used to be, what it plugged into, but you can see no waterproof box. No waterproof cover, no GFCI. It's got openings right in through here for water to get into it. I mean, you literally could make this a standing electrical shock. You know, if this got energized and this water standing around there or snow, guaranteed you, we live in the Midwest, snow be getting up inside of here. And they thought that was just fine. But it's not. It's not even close to being fine. It's not even close to being safe. But it is close to being way stupid, but not as stupid as this. Ah, here we go. Must be the same guy. We got this one just stuck out here. And we started getting our weatherproof cover over top. We just forgot to put the cover on top of it. And then we got this over here and just coming up out of the ground. You couldn't see this in the picture, but literally my post is sitting on a wooden post that was loose. And that means everything was shaking. And, sometimes even I am lost for words, and that's hard to do. Here we go. So let's go back to another electrical box. So remember where that one was coming out of the wall that wasn't secured? Well, they did real good on this one, except they cut the sheathing back, and now where this is clamped into it, every time it shakes or anything, it's cutting into my wires and literally is creating a huge electrical shock or electrocution or short, whatever it is, whatever's going to happen, it's not going to be good for you or it's not going to be good for them. Just hope small children ain't getting around that. But look at that. So your clamp is supposed to be going around, as we all know, just like this. See how the clamp is going around the sheathing? The clamp is supposed to be around the sheathing. Not like this. The sheathing is supposed to take the bear, to take the grip, not the bare wires. And they was having trouble then. And the white lights kept flickering. And we discovered that this is kind of the problem right here. Anyway, we're going to keep on moving because we got some more of this stuff happening here. And let's just see what else we got. Crazy miscellaneous. Now, this is just a bunch of crazy, there's odds and ends. Just stuff, really not a theme, just miscellaneous stuff that I put together. All right, here you go. Here we go. Look at this. This is a chimney chase. And they use this wonderful vinyl siding and this fluted covering. But look right here. This is nothing but a water channel. And the water is running right down into it, right down into here and onto the roof. And in this case, it was literally running into the house because they just flushed all the water right down in it. But luckily, we didn't secure it very good because it's even coming apart as we speak. And there it is, a funnel. Instead of actually trim cover or making it maintenance-free, you're creating a water tunnel. And I don't know how they didn't see that. You know what? They should have hired that guy with the rags. That guy with the rags that we saw in the other videos, he could have stuck his rag in that right here and covered that up. That would have fixed that, wouldn't it? Then we'd be making fun of that. All right, so here we go. So this guy here, he worked real hard, and he's got this nice stovepipe coming out of here, and he even got a nice fancy brace up here. Except they forgot to attach the brace. They just wrapped it around, walked away. What? It's braced. I got to put bracing on it, Dad. Really? Okay, well, about the rest. Finish it. Follow through. What does it take? Maybe you had to run out to the truck. Oh, that's what happened. He had to run out to the truck to get a screw, and he found a beer instead. There it is. And I see that a lot. Believe it or not, where they start it and never finish it, I see it a lot. Now, here's a guy that fixed this up, and I just love how they secure these things. So what they did is that you can see this is my dryer vent. You can tell by my dryer drop here from my electrical. So what they did, literally secured that to our conduit. This isn't co-compliant in many municipalities anymore, and we could talk about that on other shows. But I don't know if that's really how you're supposed to secure something to an electrical line. But I guess all in all, we've seen dumber things here today, haven't we? So that's not one of the dumbest. But now we're going to go into Lazyville. So they did this wonderful. Look at that. Look at you. Holy shit. I don't know what to say about this. Do you see what they done here? This is a kitchen, their bathroom. And as you can tell by my toilet seat, and this is a vanity, a pedestal vanity. But you see what this is sitting on? This is their register vent. That's the register vent. Now, they put that register vent there because they wanted to heat that plumbing? Or did they just didn't think about it? No, well, maybe all that's true. But they literally ran their plumbing up through the register vents, up into the pedestal. On a register vent, for one, how are you ever going to clean that? Number two, I don't even know. I don't know what to say. Really? If I would have came home and my wife would have saw that, she'd be having me make that phone call to them people like right now. And get them back over there. They probably thought that was good, but they passed that off as done. That's my point here. They thought that was done. Somebody's done. All right. Oh, that plumber's done. Now, here we go. This is our steel vent. These are steel beams. In the Midwest, we use, in our basements, we use a lot of steel on our newer homes. The old homes use wood, but here's a guy that he put this together. And he's trying to join two pieces of steel beams together. Quite common, because steel's so heavy, it's hard to pick up one beam. But look here, we didn't put our bolts in here. We're supposed to, a lot of times, we bolt these together and or weld them. So he did. He got the boat hoe. He just didn't have one here. But look at this weld, you know. And when I looked at it, it really wasn't a weld. It was caulking. It was caulking, and he painted it, and he tried to make it look like a weld. But he couldn't even caulk it to make it look good. And he sure, if that was a weld job, that guy's fired. I mean, most of that weld's not even touching anything, but one beam is supposed to be welding together, two together. Nothing on this side, nothing over here, just on this side. Not bolted, not welded, just caulked. But thank goodness we got this one little strap that's holding it together. Really? I hope that you guys ain't having no barn dance up above that there, because you're going to shake that beam right on out the side of that building, which actually we see quite often. Not the barn dance, not the barn dancing, but the beam moving. But there it is. Now, oh, here you go. Now, this guy here, he's going to be probably watching this video. So he's going to probably recognize this, because this is, and I'm not going to say who, but it was his brother-in-law that did the work. And who was supposed to be a carpenter, and actually all the work he did was really pretty good work. So this might, I don't think this was his work, but probably one of his apprentices. But let me ask you folks, what do you think them nails are holding? Huh? I mean, honestly, what do you think they're holding? They don't look like they're holding much. Oh, it's that Airwood. I just love how they hold that Airwood. Oh, he's even got an arrow pointed to it saying, okay, this is where you miss with the nails right here. Yeah, Airwood. I love it. Anyway, he fixed that when we caught it. But here on his same house, now his brother-in-law had nothing to do with this one. This is a custom home builder. I was doing this building inspection. I was at part of the stages that we do it into different stages. And this was actually, I saw this whenever I was doing another inspection before I was doing my framing inspection. I caught it done at the end. But you can see what they did. They literally, folks, they literally put this beam out here. They stopped it right here. This section here was missing when I saw it. They had to weld this section up here. Now, you can see that's a real weld. Just the two pieces are together. But look here. You know, that was just literally floating in the air, just floating. And this is a very expensive, beautiful home. This was a custom builder. This isn't somebody just working out their pickup trucks. This company had been around for years and years. But apparently, the carpenters thought that, we got Airwood. We got air beams. Is there an Airbnb company out there? Okay, that's a bad joke. some of you, especially this guy here, he'll understand that. That's even more funny. But anyway, but at least we got it welded on her. But what would you do? What in the world would you ever do if that fell in? Because you wouldn't even have known if you didn't have a construction, have somebody like me coming in there and doing the inspection of it while you're being built. Brand new home. Oh, well, here we go. So on this one here, I like this. So they run out of rags. They didn't have a rag to stick in here, so we just kind of like duct taped it or something. At first, when I first saw this here, I thought it was fly tape. You remember the old tape that used to hang from the ceilings to catch flies? I really thought that's what this was. I didn't touch it, but I didn't see any dead flies on it. And apparently it wasn't sticky anymore. But they just kind of wrapped this crap around there, and it's all falling off. And we're going to sell our home like this, and nobody should ever notice this. This is normal. Everybody does this, right? No. And honestly, I don't even know what is stopping any air from coming through. I mean, look at that. It's supposed to be a done job. And everything else looked kind of nice, but I thought you'd notice that. But I think I noticed contractor. He did this job here too. Oh, there you go. I don't know where to run my beams or my ductwork and my HVAC equipment or anything. So instead of just drilling a hole, I'll just tear my vent open here and I'll just stick it up into the attic that way. That ought to work. And actually, it kind of did, except when I was looking up in the attic, there was squirrels living up there. There was birds living in there. Heck, I didn't want to go any further. I had no idea what kind of animal was living in that attic. And so I just let it go. I just said, stupid contractor award, winner here. And oh, we was all laughing. It was funny. But look at that. They just literally tore the vent. That's my HVAC guy doing this. What? And send that man home. because apparently he doesn't know how to do HVAC, and I don't think the man's going to be smart enough to put a new vent in. So you might have to hire somebody else to do that for you. Yeah, no kidding. All right, so here you go. And this is one we just did recently. And look here. This is literally a post and beam, and it's holding up an outbuilding roof. And so I guess what we did is we just found a piece of wood, maybe, or maybe I cut it too short. I don't know. You can't outguess stupid, right? Don't even try to outguess stupid. So what we did is we got a concrete block. You know, of course, that's on piers, you know, like what's the piering? Dirt. That ain't holding nothing. But hey, my concrete block's not big enough, so I put another one. Whoops, too much weight. I cracked it. So I got to add some more concrete blocks. And we can't even lay them square. We can't even lay them so they're even. So we put them two more. And that's still not enough. So I put another concrete block up here on top of it. That's still not enough for my board cut too short. So I stick up some more crap up underneath it to try to support it. Now, let me ask you. I'm coming in late. I've already can't see what I'm doing. It's dark. I'm trying to back a piece of equipment in here. Do you think if I accidentally bump into that, that's going to hold anything? Or am I going to drop the whole roof down up on top of my head? Both myself and the buyer, when we looked at that, we just shook our heads. Actually, we kind of was kind of scared to get inside this overcovering here because that wasn't the only stupid thing he did. That was just at the beginning. We knew we was in trouble when we got a little bit further with it. So as we move on down, we see this kind of bracing all of the time, sadly enough. All right. So here's a guy. He did a great brick patio outside of his store, his patio door. This was one that I got hired for trip and fall. So we got hired because somebody was over at his house. He stepped outside. He tripped, he sprung his ankle, and he claimed that it wasn't the patio was had problems. And of course, the homeowner he said, "No, I don't have any problems. There's nothing wrong with that. That looks good. That looks good." Well, unfortunately, he might thought it looked good. I guess beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But even a blind man would think that that looks ugly. I mean, come on. Look at that. And I don't know how he didn't trip, but at least he's got a doormat here. So as that, you have something to step on. It's just on the wrong side of the door. There it is. So anyway, I always like to try to finish these here with some fun stuff and some silly things. So I wanted to share with you two last pictures. And I think these are just as fun as can be. So here is a man who loves his doggy. And this here puppy, she's gone now. We'll forgive him for the Mizzou collar. You know, we can't help that. And a little confusion. This fella here, really a bright young man. He just kind of went to an odd college. Right, Jason? And this is Jader. And they are two beautiful. And that's his doggy. And she, like I said, she's gone. But I just wanted to show you what love looks like. But now I want to show you what another love looks like. Oh, okay. So his nickname is Banker Joe. Joe is one of the most intelligent people I had ever met. Joe is a sharp man. He helped me with a retail maintenance company we had, and really a great guy. And I forgave him for being in the Army, and he forgave me for being in the Marines. We teach both of us Vietnam vets. Both of us are great guy. But we worked on this here retail maintenance. We found these mannequins. They was getting rid of these mannequins, and he wanted to take a picture with it. So, Joe, I'm going to ask the producer to make us a short one that's just for you for this. He's my wife. She's told me to say this on the show. You're no longer called Banker Joe. That's what your brother always called you, which is because you were so good at what you did. But you're now called Mannequin Joe. And you know who told you, who named you this, Joe? My wife, you know, the one you said was the dishwasher. She couldn't wait to get even with you on this one. Oh, that's just too funny. Anyway, we got all them mannequins. He sold a bunch of them. I still got one sitting up there on my property, but I put clothes on mine. Joe, oh, that was funny. And one last one, just to put a smile on your face. baby deer. Now, it has nothing to do with inspections. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just I'd like to just have end our shows with something fun. So as I was telling the producer with this here, Joey, which Joey's a great producer. Hey, you can contact him. He can help you. He's awesome. We love him. We've even adopted him into the family. And he still don't hold it against us. But I want to share with the deer. So this deer, this little baby deer, was just born. You're just seeing a deer that's probably less than 24 hours old. And I saw this deer floating across the river, swimming across the river. And the river had just flooded, and this deer got caught, and the mama deer just had it. And he was swimming. Less than 24 hours old, that deer was swimming. And I saw him cross my property, and then the mama deer coming in right behind him. And they made it over to the levee. I have a home on the Mississippi River. So we got big levees. And so that deer made it all the way over there. We found this little deer just resting up there in the weeds. Mama wasn't very far from it. And I just thought it was a beautiful picture to end an awesome show. Thank you, folks, for watching our videos. I appreciate it greatly. And hey, hit like and subscribe if you like them. We'd greatly appreciate it. And if you guys like, if you got anything to add to it or any silly comments, hey, please share. We love it. And just pay better attention whenever you hire somebody to do your work. Just don't always trust them. You might be the one with a rag stuck in your wall. You might be the one with plumbing with Pepsi cans. You could even be the one with electrical wires sticking out of your junction box that are hot where people get electrocuted. Or you might be missing a steel beam that's literally just doing air floating. I don't know. But these things happen all the time. I mean, it's just a lot of fun to share these with you. But sadly, it costs people money for this stupidity. And there you are. Well, thank you, folks. Appreciate it. And this is Troy Galloway, Galloway Building Services, and I am signing off. And we appreciate you. God bless you. And share with your friends. Let them have a smile on their face, too, today. Thank you, folks.
Sponsored by Troy Galloway and Galloway Building Services. GallowayBuildingServices.com.